pet, pet. Two best friends who love to chat. Oh, what it's like to be an ant. Those who pant. Those who ant.
Hello, and thank you for listening to Those Who Ant, the podcast that helps you see the world through ant-colored glasses. I am Auntie Mags.
I'm Aunt Pat.
Pat, there was a pause there. Is something on your mind?
Oh, I mean, I don't know. I feel at sea, but not like on a cruise. Like
not
I
the good way.
Yeah. Like I fell off, you know?
Oh,
and I'm in the wake.
Okay.
I'm having, what is it, malaise?
Yeah.
I'm having malaise because, you know, it's just, I thought that I would feel better, you know, because I'm vaxxed. I'm not waxed, but I'm vaxxed. You know, I saw that somewhere. Someone said, I'm vaxxed. And something like I'm ready to go or whatever.
Doesn't even rhyme. It should be like I'm waxed, I'm vaxxed, I'm so relaxed. It's not.
Well, you should be in charge of that, whatever that is, whatever industry this is. You know that you should be. That's for Pancho Villa.
Yeah. That's aching for Pancho Villa.
But I don't feel that way. I just feel vaxxed. And I don't even feel vaxxed because I feel fine, right? I don't feel like, you know, so not to bring it down, but maybe some people listening to this can relate. If you're listening to this in the distant future when we've solved everything and this is a distant memory, sorry, but man, was it bad now.
Yes, it was bad now. Yes, it was. I'm kind of going through that myself because I'm all over the place and I'm vaccinated, but I feel like every day, and tell me if this is part of your malaise, I get to a point where I'm like, you idiots are going to kill us all. And I was like that in March.
Yeah.
And I was like that in this March.
Right.
And now I'm like that again. And it's like, how many times do I have to think that my fellow man is an idiot who's going to kill us all?
You know, it makes me afraid to go outside, which I guess is going to just be until I pass from this mortal, you know.
Coil? Is the word coil? What is it? Realm?
Oh, I don't know what you're saying at all. Mortal place that we're all in.
Don't people say coil though? Did I just make that up? No, that's a real thing people say.
I've never heard that. Mortal coil. Isn't a coil like when you see a snake and it's sleeping?
Yeah, it could be also those things inside your mattress if you still have a mattress with springs. Could be something inside a car or a heater.
Okay. Well, at any rate, you know, I don't feel like going out and seeing anybody because I don't trust anybody anymore. I have an acquaintance, you know, and you know what she said? She said, I don't feel like getting it. And I, you know, the vaccine, and I thought, well, you know what I don't feel like doing? Dying. So, you know, mine, I'm sorry, but mine's more important than your, I don't feel like it.
Right.
Anyway, we haven't done this, but I just feel like saying it. I think most of the people who listen to this might have been vaccinated. And if you're listening to this and you're like, you know what, I'm on the fence. Well, let me remove you. It's not comfortable up there and you're making an ass out of yourself by sitting up there. Come off the fence, get vaccinated. It took 4 seconds and I can't wait. I just want to hug everybody and not be so afraid of my fellow men's and women's and people who are ungendered or non-binary. I just want to, that's all I want to do is I want to be around people again. And I don't want to not only not get sick from them, but not feel like I want to strangle you with my bare hands.
Or, you know, to paraphrase, please get vaccinated if you're not.
Oh, that's what I meant. You are able to really succinctly say what I'm thinking.
But you know what? If you hadn't given me the full Monty on that, I wouldn't have been able. Is that what people say?
Oh, I loved that one because I love a bear.
A bear?
A bear. You know, like a big guy. A big guy.
Okay. I thought you meant the aspirin.
Can I just say, and maybe I'm not supposed to say stuff like this anymore, but I get the thing of like bears and otters because I think they're both so cute. I love it. I'm not trying to take anyone else's bears and otters, but I just co-sign.
All right. If you could pick, would you want to pick a twink, an otter, or a bear?
Well, Josh Mankiewicz,
a
bear.
Oh, he's a bear. Yeah.
I like the idea that I can just grab on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's something. He's not going to drop me. You know,
nope.
he's not going to go like, Jesus Christ.
No.
When, you know, I jump up on his arms or whatever.
I don't know if we've ever said this out loud before, which is there was a time where you were like, Mags, my only rule for choosing who I'm going to be with is can they carry me out of a burning building? And Mankiewicz could do that fireman's carry and still, you know, talk about murderers. No problem. He's got it under control.
Yeah. That's still a good metric. I just want to put that out there for anybody. I don't care what kind of relationship you're in and I don't care who you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a great idea. And what if you can both carry each other out? You know, that's also
great.
That's
why I got to tighten up. I got to tighten it up.
You have to do what makes you feel good.
Well, I mean, you know what makes me feel good? Not dying in a burning building.
That brings me right back to what makes me feel good is not dying because someone else is being an asshole.
Yep, that's it. Not getting vaccinated is the equivalent of watching everybody in a burning building and just being like, you know what? I don't feel like helping.
You're holding the hose yourself. You have the hose, my friend.
Yep, turn it towards your mouth and take it all in.
Yeah.
Is that what you...
I don't know if that works exactly, because if I saw a burning building and someone had a hose and then they started drinking out of it, I'd be like, oh, God. So maybe it's more just turning it on the building. But,
I
have a feeling that I know someone who's here who might have an opinion about this as well. Now, I don't know, because I don't think we've talked about this explicitly, but we're going to find out. Now, this could be a very awkward podcast, depending upon the answer to this question, but we're going to find out. But we love her no matter what. We really love her. Please welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen, mostly ladies, but however you identify, Aunt Tam. Hi, Tam.
Oh, hi.
How are you?
Oh, ladies, I am so happy, and I am so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to see your faces. This is so much fun for me.
You are a sight for sore eyes.
That's the truth. Mm-hmm. Your beaming face. Has anyone ever told you before you beam?
Yeah, you glow. It's like ethereal.
I don't want to be braggadocious right off the bat, but I am known to have good skin. I do know that. I drink a gallon of water a day.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay. Now, how do you accomplish that? Because, you know, when we were growing up, I drank water and I didn't think twice about it. And now I think I've been, you know, brainwashed by society that water doesn't taste good. So now when I drink water, I'm like, yeah, this tastes like poison. How do you do it?
Oh, no. I understand, but I think it tastes wonderful. First of all, I exercise a lot. I do at least 10,000 steps a day. Secondly, I still drink my wine. No doctor is going to take that away from me. And so I need it. I just don't feel good if I don't have my gal in a day. And so it's pretty easy for me. I know. And so you can, speaking of stealing lines, you can take that one because it's a good one. God. I call it my gal. I got to drink my gal.
I can see it in my mind's eye, you know, like, because they make so many different water bottles these days. Mm-hmm. I can see that it's, you know, it's very stereotypically, you know, feminine, and it's your gal and she's got googly eyes. You know, that's something I could get into because I thought I got to hit up my gal and it's my water. You do have beautiful skin. I mean, you're an advertisement for hydrating and you said 10,000 steps. Now, are you counting those manually or do you have something that's doing it for you?
Oh my gosh. I wish I had the patience to do it manually. I splurged on an iWatch.
Wow. I watch a lot of stuff.
You are so much fun. I splurged on one and it did cost a pretty penny and I don't regret it. And I compete with people.
Are these strangers or is this someone you know?
No, these are friends. These are friends. Mm-hmm. I did open an Etsy shop. can I plug my business?
Please, it's almost mandatory.
Yeah, it is mandatory.
You both mentioned that I have great skin. Thank you. And I have been dabbling in the water bottle business. I do not put googly eyes on them yet, but I do like that idea. I think that's maybe fun for bachelorette parties or for graduation ceremonies or maybe for first communions or something for the kids if you put googly eyes on it. Mine just says drink your gal. And I got some puffy paint and I just put drink your gal. And I have excellent penmanship and I have a few orders and it's going great.
Well, I'd love one of those.
Count us in for two more. Actually, count us in for four more. I'll get us each two. Okay, Pat?
Oh, that would be great because I tend to lose things.
Yeah.
No, I didn't know they were still making puffy paint. I assumed that it was full of lead or something. So they're still making it.
Well, you know, there were some rumors back in the 90s that was going to happen. And so I stocked up.
Oh, that's smart. I wish I'd done that with a lot of stuff that got discontinued because they said it was poison. Because let me decide if I want the poison.
100%. 100%. That's what I say. And you know what? The puffy paint's on the outside of the bottle. I'm not going to be some goof and put puffy paint in the inside of a water bottle. So maybe your hands touch it, but guess what? That's what soap and water is for.
But that's what God gave us skin for, right?
That's right.
Skin was supposed to, God or whoever, I don't know, you know, let's not get into that. Yeah, whatever process you believe in, that's what Skin was for.
What's the name of your Etsy shop so people know how to check it out?
It's just called, it's as simple as can be, Drink Your Gal by Tam Frontier.
Oh my God.
It's catchy as heck.
It rolls right off the tongue. Well, first of all, you know, your name, your whole name, you know, it just sounds so, I want to say exotic, but that's not right, the right word. It sounds like, you know.
Erotic?
You know.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, my catchphrase, this is erotica. That's exactly what I think about when I hear your name. Tam Frontier. Oh my God. I'm sorry. This is erotica.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you so much. You know, my shortened name is Tam. My given name is not Tam.
God, what is it?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Tamala. Can we guess?
Yep. Okay. Oh, this will be fun. Yes, yes.
Okay, Tambourine. Mine is Tamala. Oh, and Mags's is Tambourine. I love that one. Mags, that's good.
Oh, in my wildest dreams. It's actually just Tammy.
Oh. So yeah. It's just a shortened version of okay. Oh, I never would have guessed that. That's much fun.
It didn't occur to me.
Yeah.
You know, my mom's name was Catherine, and she's like, so much explaining to people that, because she didn't go by Catherine, she went by Kat. And she's like, she spent her whole life explaining her name, and it just got exhausting. So she's like, I want to call you Tammy. I'm just going to name you Tammy. I'm not going to go, Tambourine, if she would have had the wherewithal to do that, I can't even imagine where my life would have ended up. But she didn't. She just went with Tammy. And then, you know, of course, me being the rebel, I'm like, I'm shortening it to Tam.
Oh, my God.
You can bet that raised some eyebrows for a couple years, but that's what I did, and I don't regret it.
How did she take it? Because, you know, my name's Margaret, but everybody calls me Mags. Now, that was a nickname that was thrust upon me. So I just kind of was given the name Mags. But how did your mother take it when you were like, I'm doing this? This is for me.
They didn't, you know, they had hurt feelings about it, but I could tell that they were like respectful. They were respectful, but with her feelings. Mm. And I'm like, you know, I just think that wild child in me was like, well, I gotta get a reaction here. So when I was about 14 and a half is when I started, you know, not answering to Tammy. They're like, well, what the heck do we call you? And I said, Tam. And it was.
How did they take that?
Well, they were mad. They thought it was a little risque, and they thought that it was going to send the wrong message. No one's ever said erotica. I do like that a lot, but it's a spicy name. It's a spicy name. So but it's gotten me far. It's gotten me far. And now I've got my own business, and I've got 4 orders today alone from the 2.
Oh.
So I don't know.
Oh, that was us. Right. I forgot.
Yeah.
Everything's working out. Everything is working out for me.
Well, we love that. We love to hear that because you know what? Everybody has their own little ways of rebellion, right? But yours was huge. You know, in my family, well, I gave you that name and you were baptized and so that's your name. And God approves of this. And if I came in and I was like, I'm going to go by Mags, I think it would have blown the lid off the place.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, people's heads would have rolled off their bodies.
You know, I was named for a neighbor that my parents owed money to.
Oh, my.
Yeah. It's Patricka.
Yes. Gorgeous name.
Yeah. A lot of people assume that it's Patricia, but it's Patricka, you know, because the guy's name was Patrick. You know, he went by Pat. So, yeah.
Oh, so they wanted, okay. So they wanted a female version of Pat?
Yeah, I guess his parameters were pretty narrow. You know, it may sound, when they told it, it sounded like it was in jest. But he said, well, you can name your child after me. You know, that will be, then your books are clean. And when I was born biologically female, then they came up with Patricka. And, you know, that doesn't sound right. No offense to anyone listening to this whose name is Patricka, but, you know, from a very young age, they called me Pat.
Yeah.
It does have the word trick right in there, you know?
Oh, yeah. It's tricky.
I'd really like to know the backstory on that money issue. Is everything sorted out or?
Yeah, what they had done is they'd borrowed a weed, you know, the weed, you know, the one that weeds on the sidewalk in Edger?
A weed whacker?
Yeah.
You know what a weed whacker is? Okay.
Okay, yeah, so it's that thing, right? So they borrowed it, but they broke it. And, you know, he said, well, you owe me a brand new one. And my parents said, absolutely not. Because that thing was not new, you know, when they borrowed it.
Yeah, but also if they could afford a brand new one, they wouldn't need to borrow one from the neighbor.
Well, that's exactly what they said, you know. Yeah. But he really held fast. And he said, no, I won't take anything other than a brand new version of the Weed Whacker or Edger that we have given you. You know, round and round they went. It was stubbornness, because you say Midwest, and you know, that's where I grew up. And I have to tell you, yeah, they were very stubborn on both sides, because he could have said, well, this is ridiculous. You know, I'm giving up. Or my parents could have said, absolutely not. Neither side did. And here's Aunt Pat.
I guess I'm thankful for that small loan.
I got to be honest, so am I. I think it's, you know, you keep using the word stubborn, but I'm going to change that to strong. I think you're named after someone who's very strong.
Yeah. He's still in prison, I think.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. You know what? It's hard to hold on to a job.
So just to go back, though, Tam, I like to think that maybe sometimes people listen to this podcast because it's a little bit of a break from reality as they know it. But can I just check in with you? Are you vaccinated? How are you feeling? How are you feeling your mental health and everything at this point?
Never better, to be honest with you. I am vaccinated. And the vaccine, you know, the vaccine, I did lengthy research. A lot of Googling.
Yeah. Did you get on any of those boards? Because a lot of people who don't get vaccinated say, oh, I'm doing my research. But I don't think that they really are.
Yeah.
Well, I don't mean to be judgmental. I think you're right, though. I think people just say they're doing research, but they're just kind of finding people who say what they want to hear.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of how I feel.
I know that's judgmental. I just think that they don't know how to do research. Okay.
Right.
Guess what? I can research something. I can research, when will I go to the moon? And guess what? I'm going to find an answer, you know. It's not going to take me many steps to find an answer to that question, especially with all those billionaires going up lately.
And somehow coming back down, because my whole, I was really hoping that some of them would get real stuck there.
Yeah, I know who I wanted it to be.
Oh my God.
Bebos.
Bebos?
Yeah, I wanted Bebos up there. Did you see that bald SOB thank the employees?
Oh, did he give them health insurance?
Nope.
Oh, he just thanked them in a different way?
Yeah, by just saying thank you. Hmm. He said, you made it possible for me to do this.
Oh, I'll say.
Thanks. Yeah.
That's true. That's the understatement of the year.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so glad your shop's on Etsy, Tam, because we need to be ordering less from this total sociopath. You know what? I am coming in hot today. And you know what? I would say I'm sorry, but I'm actually not.
Yeah, don't. Hey, here's the thing about that. We have said it's been a point that we have made on this show so many times, which is most CEOs are sociopaths. We've said that many times, you know? It wasn't just Lee Iacocca we said that about. There are many sociopathic CEOs. We all know it. Sorry that we're the first ones to say it out loud and on a podcast in front of 15 people.
Well, I am a CEO and I don't think I am a sociopath. And my business is growing, but I can promise you right now, I can write it down in a contract if you want me to. I will not ever take it. I'm going to be the Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah.
Of water bottles. Okay. Can we get on that same page?
Oh, yeah.
The Ben and Jerry's of water bottles. I will not take more than my share. I will not go out into outer space. I will not take advantage of anybody. I'm going to treat everybody fairly and everyone's going to like me and everyone's going to celebrate me.
Well, we already do.
Absolutely.
You know, we already do. Well, speaking of, why don't you tell everybody how we met? Because,
oh, yeah.
I mean, if that, you know, speaking of celebrating each other, I feel like the day we met should be its own national holiday.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, thank you for doing me the honors. I'm from the Midwest. I put it out there. It's part of my marketing plan. I want people to know that I'm homegrown. And a big store in the Midwest, and it's also, I don't think it's international, but it's definitely more than the Midwest. It's in other states, is called Kohl's.
Oh, yeah. Oh. I know Kohl's. Yeah. I know Kohl's. Yeah. Kohl's bucks. No, Kohl's.
Kohl's cash.
Kohl's cash. Is that what it is? Kohl's coins. Yeah. We also said that was a
Kohl's
guess.
Kohl's coins. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And I just remember, okay, so here's what was happening. It was not Thanksgiving, but it was the day after Thanksgiving. It's called Black Friday. It's a nuts holiday if you like to go to department stores, which you guys do. And now, of course, I had my Kohl's cash and we were all at Kohl's. And I know you gals go to other stores, Marshall's, TJ Maxx, Dillard's, which is a little more high end, but.
Right.
That day we were at Kohl's and I was in line and the the register lady said, now where's your Kohl's cash? You two didn't have any. You two were not prepared with your Kohl's cash. I had an abundance of it. And you can only use so much. They're not going to let you use all of it at once. I had 40% off one item, which of course I used by myself. But then I also had 25% off one item and I gave it to you gals. And I think you had a popcorn maker and you got that popcorn maker for a pretty hot price. And you know, you say you can't meet friends at a store. Well, here we are. And I did ask for reimbursement and you thought that I was kidding, which I thought was so darn cute, but I'm a business lady. I'm not gonna, let you off the hook with that. And so I did. I hounded you. Hey, remember that?
You really did. Yeah. You really did. I think they call it, what do they call it? Harassment. You know, I've become very against Black Fridays, but this was at a time when it was still kind of adorable because, you know, people had a lovely meal with the families and it wasn't open until Friday and it didn't open until the regular time that you were
this
supposed
wasn't
to go
like
shopping.
A 2 a.m. Black Friday thing. You know, this was like a normal,
it was a normal Black Friday. This was like early 2000s before things just got out of control. You know, the internet was somewhat new.
Oh, it was so new. It was where, you know, all the fun stuff was, you know, before it really became, you know,
a hellscape.
Yeah. Boy, did we ever want that popcorn papa. You know what's so funny about that? I don't think we ever used it.
Not once.
It was one of those things you saw advertised and you thought, if I don't get one of those, I'm going to poke both my eyes out. I got to have it for events and parties and whatever. Got it home. I don't even know where it is. Megs, do you remember where it is? I can't remember which one of us ended up having custody.
I think it's in the storage area under my ramp.
We got to take a look in there. We got to have a yard sale.
There's so much stuff under there. I mean, that is the benefit of when I lost my stairs, you know, I got that ramp put in. That's the benefit of that. There's tons of, it's like a little Harry Potter bedroom in there.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great thing to have. I bet you have a lot of fun stuff underneath there.
Oh, don't I? I do.
She does. Yeah.
I do. Yeah.
She does. Now, how did you accrue so much Kohl's money? Because were you a regular shopper? It seemed as though you were a regular shopper there, but for all I know, there's other tips and tricks of double days or whatever they used to call them, triple days or triple whatever it was.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're right onto something. You got to be smart. Now, and remember, this was in the early days of the internet, and I was smart enough to have a couple of different email addresses. Now people do that all the time. If you want a free trial for Hulu or, you know, whatever the hot ticket is, and you just swap email addresses and no one knows the difference. But back then, boy, that was like, you know, that was considered some real heavy duty thinking to do something like that. And I had a couple different AOL addresses that I used and, you know, they didn't know, the algorithm didn't know the difference. So I would just get a bunch of Kohl's cash. First of all, good on them for marketing in that way.
Yeah.
That was pretty cutting edge to begin with.
Yeah, they've always been ahead of their time. We've said that. We say that directly to them when we go in the store. You've always been ahead of your time.
And you, boy, are you right. And that is the ultimate compliment to them because they know that. They know that they're ahead of their time, but they want that validation. But, you know, they're not, I don't mean to name names, but they're not like Bed Bath & Beyond sending a mail flyer in 2021, who the heck is going to keep track of that? You got to email people. There's two things you got to do if you want to be a good marketer. Get a heavy duty email list and use it. And number two, and this is underutilized. Do you know what the most popular social media platform is for marketing? Guess.
Bumble. Is it Bumble?
Yahoo. Yahoo.
No. Gosh, you guys.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Please, we're sorry.
I feel terrible. I really do.
Yeah, I'm
I should
so
have
sorry.
Done more work before we started because I didn't know this.
Yeah. Okay. That tone brings me a little bit back to when we first met, the way you talked to us in line. So it gets, I don't ever want to make you feel like that.
Reimbursement.
Again,
so reimbursement.
Yeah.
This is the Jeff Bezos in me. This is the passion in me. Just I'm so hot with marketing that I can't contain myself sometimes. The number one social media platform for marketing is Pinterest. People don't know that. Nobody knows that. I'm the only one who knows that.
Oh my God.
Nobody knows that. So you can okay, gosh, I could go to jail for this. Whatever, I'm just going to say it. So I go on to Pinterest, I Google, it's not Googling, it's you do a search on Pinterest for Kohl's Cash. Bunch of it comes up. You print that out, you bring it in.
What?
I know. So
You counterfeit in Kohl's Cash?
Hey, I wouldn't use that word, but the law would.
I'm super impressed because I feel like, you know, sometimes I feel also a recurring theme on this podcast is really trying to look into the world of the wealthy. And that sounds like something that a wealthy person would do because they're so flinty, you know, they're so cheap. And that's not a criticism of you, Tam. That's called you're thinking like a person who's very wealthy and they're trying to skirt the law and, you know, save a few pennies here and there. You know, I wouldn't be surprised. And by the way, you don't have to tell me, but you're the kind of person who I know has probably some cash stuffed in a mattress somewhere.
Well,
see, you don't have to say it because I don't want anyone coming to your house and looking in your mattress.
Okay, thank you. But you're right. And you're right on a lot of levels. You know who's thrifty as heck is Oprah Winfrey.
Really?
You know who else?
She grows her own food.
That's exactly right. Jeff Bezos. He doesn't pay those workers as much as he could because he wants to go to outer space.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, Tom Hanks has a really famous quote. Tom Hanks.
I love him.
Oh, there's no crying in baseball.
Don't cry at baseball.
That is the one. That's the one you were thinking of? That's interesting. Now, don't tell me how to connect the dots. Let me think on it later because I won't be able to sleep, which is a good thing. Instead of thinking about other stuff, I'll just try to connect the dots between the subject matter and that.
Well, no. Okay. Well, he does have that famous quote, don't cry at baseball. But he has another famous quote where he says, I'm paraphrasing a tiny bit here. But he says something along the lines of, everyone thinks I'm the nicest guy. Guess what? I didn't get where I'm at by being nice. Mic drop. Can you? And you know what?
From Hanks?
Hanks himself said that. He said, I am perceived as being America's sweetheart, the nicest man in the world, but I didn't get where I'm at by being nice.
What?
I don't know.
The man who says a new cappuccino machine to the White House press corps every year? That guy is the meanest guy?
I think what he's saying is, guess what? I'm tougher than you think.
Oh, now that's what this guy Mike said about him?
What? Mike?
Mic drop. Well, he said mic drop.
You guys are hilarious. No, I was being silly. Like, mic drop. Like, mic drop was not in the quote. That was something that I said at the end of.
Well, who is he?
Mic drop. It's a phrase. Like, I'm done. Like, I'm done talking.
Like Barbara Fell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, sort. You're getting closer. It's just kind of like, okay, I'm done. Like,
this might be. This might be your financial ability talking. Because you know what? That's another thing I think wealthy people do. They have terms and they know things that I will never know. Okay, well, I agree with Mags, though. It's hard to believe that he's not nice. For all we know, right? That's a myth.
I don't think you can fake that sort of nice. I mean, I've seen Castaway. I've seen Forrest Gump. I don't think you can fake that.
Oh, you think he's special?
Well, I think that he will.
Because he can't fake it, I guess.
I mean, I think that he's nice. I think he's very nice. I just also think that he has this tiny piece of him that knows how to be a tough guy.
Okay. So he could still be like the lovable, like Josh Baskin from Big, but he also has like a business acumen.
Yes. I think that he's
business acumen.
I think you're exactly right.
Okay. Well, no one's ever accused me of having my finger on the pulse. Or anywhere near the pulse. So I'm going to take your word on that. Boy, that's really interesting. Maybe I should get back to, you know what I haven't done in an age? Because I used to read them at the gym. You know those magazines, Us and Them, and those ones? You know the ones? I used to love to look at those when I was on the stepper. And because I haven't been there in so long, I haven't seen them. And maybe that's what's happening. I'm a little bit out of the loop because I don't know how to see. How do we hear about them now? How am I supposed to know what's going on with them?
Pinterest.
I was going to ask.
That's how I get my celebrity goss is I just log on to Pinterest. I type in a name of someone I'm interested in, like Tom Hanks or Dolly Parton or, you know, whoever I'm interested in. Yeah. A whole bunch of stuff comes up and the things that I've never seen before and things that I've never heard before.
Listen, am I dumbass only using Pinterest when I want to like redecorate my bedroom? God, this is, you know what, Pat, this is an example of how, you remember when I said, when I lived in New York for that very brief time, how it felt like everybody was in on a secret that they wouldn't let me in on. That's what this feels like to me. It's like, there's like a secret society of people who understand. And then there's us.
Yeah.
Oh, please, please be gentle on yourself. I think that this is one of the best kept secrets in all the land. So you are not alone for feeling that way. People think that all that Pinterest is making a vision board. You know, or like, hey, I want to go to Europe. Where do I go? You know, stuff like that. Or like, I need some new throw pillows. Yeah, people think that's all it is. It is so much more. Recipes, hot celebrity gossip, marketing.
You got stock tips on there or anything? Because I know that we could both use some accessible financial advice.
Yeah, put it in the search engine.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, I'm so sorry. There's a little space. It looks like a rectangle at the top of Pinterest. And it has like a little magnifying glass. Like if you're like on a case, if you're like looking for clues.
Oh, McGruff.
There's a rectangle and you can just type in something that you're interested in, like stock tips.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be all sorts of charts and graphs that come up. And the thing that's good about Pinterest is there's not a lot of words.
But that makes me sad because you know how I've very publicly stated I don't always understand charts and graphs. So that's a scary thing. Is this why I don't make money? Because I don't always get graphs. I don't always get them.
They put them in
newspapers. The ones in USA Today, I don't always get them.
You know what? And that's not your fault. That's not your fault. How are we supposed to, you know, there's an axis there, but it's not round. The thing itself isn't round. I don't understand either. That wasn't what was covered in school. That's like new math for us.
Tell me what per capita means. Somebody tell me what per capita means because I don't understand it.
No, let's move on. That's someone else's problem.
I don't mean to rub salt in a wound, but I truly believe in my heart of hearts, if you do a search for it in the search engine, if you put in the search engine box in Pinterest, help me understand graphs. There's going to be something that pops up and it's going to help you.
Really?
If you were to put your social security number in there, what would happen?
No, Pat, don't do it. Pat, don't do it. Wow. You can't do it.
I'm just curious. Maybe it's a way, though, to find out, like, who knows my social security number.
Wouldn't it mean that they would also have to go to Pinterest and stop posting that they use it?
Well, then I can only imagine. I don't know.
Now, I've never tried that before, but I have a Friday night planned now. That's what I'm going to do on my Friday night is I'm going to put my social security number in Pinterest and see what happens.
What? Why would you do that? That's you begging for identity theft.
Well, maybe not, though. Maybe, who knows? Maybe there's all sorts of things that come up with me. Maybe I'll get new inspiration for business ideas. I don't know. Maybe, who knows? It could be a lot of fun. You don't know.
That scares me.
I'm going to try it.
Why don't you wait and see what happens when Tam puts her social security number in there? I don't advise it, but just wait and see what happens to her. And then if it works out okay, you could do it, okay?
All right.
Okay.
I'll let you know. I you know what? I don't think anything bad could happen from that, but I'll let you know.
Thank you.
If you don't hear from me, that means something bad happened, okay?
Ugh, that's the truth.
Yeah.
Now, are you still crashing christenings?
Well, once in a great blue moon. And by that, I mean every Sunday.
I mean, first of all, I want to say this. When you told me that you did that, I thought, well, that's highly unusual. But the reality is, isn't it the more the merrier? Is that kind of why you're doing it? Is like, let's celebrate this child. This child is, I can't remember what it is, meeting God? Is that what it is?
Child of God, it's being forgiven for its sin, so if it dies, it can go to heaven.
Yeah, that's when the original sin is washed away, because, you know, everybody's born with original sin, so we're told, even innocent, pure babies, you know?
That's right.
And what would be the first one, then? So it's original, is it farts, or I don't know, what is it?
No, everybody's still paying the price for when Eve ate the apple.
Oh, that's old stuff.
Yeah, it's like, let it go.
I know, it's inherited, it's an inherited sin. It means that, like, well, you were perfect, but then your great aunt Eve ate that darn apple and here you are. And
oh, it's like Patrica.
Oh my God.
It's like my parents' debt. And I was just a baby. And I had to have a name that doesn't make sense. Now, when you go, are you kind of anonymous? Are you hanging in the back? Or are you putting on a full show of, I know all these people and I'm excited for the baby?
Well, I always dress up. So I look the part. So no one, you know, if you're a somewhat attractive middle-aged lady in a good-looking hat, no one's going to turn you away. They're going to think you're a friend. And they're small groups. You know, sometimes it's a small group. Sometimes it's, you know, immediate family only. And I'll just go up and introduce myself and I will say, wow, that child is a child of God. And they're just, they feel so blessed and they feel so lucky that the child's not going to go to hell if it dies, that usually 9 times out of 10, I don't have to put up much of a fight. They'll just say, well, good to see you. They'll compliment my hat because that's a good icebreaker. And then normally we go out for a meal on them and there's always cake. No matter how small the gathering, there's always cake. And that's what I'm really there for. You know?
It's amazing to me that you actually introduced, this whole time that we knew you were doing this, I assumed that you were just kind of like, you know, in the back, you know, just trying to blend, but you just go right up and introduce.
I always go right up and I always small talk with the person who looks like they're an in-law, you know what I mean? Because usually the in-laws are like, you know, there's some sort of bullshit going on.
Please. Bring your most authentic self to this. That's all that we ask.
That's all we want.
Well, normally there's some sort of bullshit going on in any family. Yeah. And so I find the in-law who doesn't, you know, the one who doesn't look like everybody else, the one who's like has like a loud tie on or something like
lazy
that.
Lazy eye.
Funkle. Yeah, lazy eye. Mm-hmm. Maybe, you know, mismatched shoes, something like that.
And wigs on backwards.
Exactly. Yeah, you guys get it. You've probably done your own darn crashing, it sounds like. And usually they're so happy to have a friend that they'll talk, you know, sometimes I have to introduce myself and sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm just so chatty that they think that I'm part of the family and we go from there. If it's a small gathering, it's harder. But that's the challenge of it. If it's a bigger gathering, they just assume that I'm somebody's distant cousin, blah, 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 blah.
Right. Well, what kind of rude person, if you walk up, I don't care how small the christening is, you walk up, oh, wasn't that beautiful? It's so good to see you. What kind of crazy, I shouldn't say crazy, right? What kind of bad cruel person would,
bad, yeah.
Yeah. What kind of bad person would say, excuse me, who are you? That is, again, if we're talking about the Midwest, I'll tell you when that's not going to happen in the Midwest. Because we're all going to say, oh, it's so good to see you. Because in the Midwest, it's better to be 6 feet under than impolite for even half a second. So fake it till you make it, right? And I love cake. So maybe in the future when things feel real safe, just get myself to a christening. I have hats.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do.
That's all you need. And if you're having a great hair day and you don't want to wear a hat, wear a floral print shirt.
Okay.
Anything that says, I am here. If you wear a jewel tone, if you wear, you know, God forbid, black or navy or something like that.
Yeah.
People aren't going to know what the heck to think of you. If you go in there with a hat or floral tone or, you know, floral pattern, people are going to know you mean business and they're going to want to be friends with you. And you got to maintain eye contact and you will get invited to that dinner. Sometimes the dinner is going to be in the church basement. Sometimes it's going to be a steakhouse, but either way you will go.
What if it was at a Carrabba's?
I was just going to say that, you know, I was going to say that because Carrabba's has amazing steaks.
It is so good. I like the apps too. I like the whole atmosphere, really. You know, I used to be a really big fan of Macaroni Grill. And I got to say, I went to Carrabba's with very low expectations and they blew me out of the dang water.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to a Carrabba's, Tam?
Oh, please say yes.
I am so embarrassed right now. I have never been to one.
We're going.
That's the first thing that the three of us do when it's safe to go outside is going to be go to a Carrabba's. And I'm going to tell you, we'll invite one other person. We'll invite like a sober person to go. So one, all of us can drink because they have great table wine. I think that's what they call it.
We'll get two full carafes because you and I could split a full carafe by ourselves on any day of the week.
That's exactly right. Oh, Tam, you like Italian, right?
I love pasta.
Oh, they have it there.
Oh, I cannot wait.
They do.
I also like tiramisu. Do they have that?
They got it. You know they got it. It's so good.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Never have wet cookies tasted better than tiramisu.
Yeah, I agree. You know, it's because what they wet them with, you know? If you put a little booze and a little espresso on any cookie, it's going to taste delicious, no matter how soft and wet it is.
Well, this is just going to be the best season of my life. I've got so much to look forward to. I've got a booming business, the best friends a girl could ask for. We have our Halloween plans already with the, you know, we're going to rummage through under your stairs, find a costume and a popcorn maker and do a rummage sale.
That'll be so fun because already Pat and I were talking about going as that puppet madam and whoever the puppeteer was.
Yeah, the guy.
Halloween. Yeah, the guy. And so let's put that one on pause, Pat, and we'll do something the three of us can do.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Yeah. And you know what? You know how else you're blessed, Tam? You have nieces, nephews, and niblings, and that is just the truth. Take us to your happy place. Take us to your nieces, nephews, and niblings. Tell us about them, your relationship, and what do you love about being an aunt?
Well, I have, of course, I have a dozen siblings. I mean, I'm not really a dozen. I have five.
Only may as well be a dozen. When there's more than four, you may as well just...
there's six of you. Round it up. There's 12.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah. So, there is literally six of us. That's right. And you round it up and it's 12. But there are six of us. And only one of us reproduced. And it wasn't me. It was my sister. And my sister's name is Jen, born Jenny. But
whoa, how did you pair it? Wait, is she younger than you and you paved the way for it?
Exactly. Jenny goes by Jen. She has three children, Andrew, Abby, Ella, all vowel names. That was on purpose. And boy, are they rascals. First of all, they're older than other kids. One of them just graduated from high school. The other two are in their 20s. So they are not.
Wait a minute. You're trying to tell me these kids are older than other kids?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, a lot of times when people are talking about nieces and nephews, they're talking about babies. And they, yeah, at one point they were babies, but they're not anymore. They're older.
Okay, than
other kids. They're older than other kids. I thought for a second this was going to be a riddle, and I am terrified.
The mother was the surgeon. We've done this before.
Yeah, that's
true. The mother was the surgeon.
And yeah, it was an icicle. So, okay. Sorry, Tam.
The horse's name was Monday.
Yeah, I thought you were going to ask me, when did the older children leave the station? And I almost threw up.
I am so sorry. I did not mean to cause this sort of reaction. I simply meant they weren't babies anymore. I can understand the confusion. These kids are full-blown young adults, and I understand the mix-up, but we're past the point of, you know, Thomas the Train and that kind of stuff. That those days are in the past. These kids are asking for cold, hard cash to get a new, you know, futon or something like that. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, Pat was asking for that too. That was her birthday wish last year.
Oh, I love a futon because it's difficult.
Yeah, they're heavy and difficult. Yeah, she loves that. She loves the challenge too.
The older, which we just talked to Wanda, and she has older, and you know she's dating the friends of them. Mm-hmm. That's how much older that they are. So we get that. I get that energy very much.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. That is something that I've never thought about. I have never met any of their friends, and I'm around quite a bit.
Do they not have any? Yeah. Are they indoor kind of kids? They don't get along with other kids.
They do spend a lot of time indoors. Oh no, I have never thought about this. I have got to do some soul searching around this topic.
I'm so sorry, but you know, sometimes it just takes saying it out loud and you're like, oh yeah, what's wrong with them?
Yeah, what's the odds of three kids being indoor kids, first of all?
And they're older. They're older indoor kids.
Indoor young adults, or even, you said full-blown young adults, but this in 20, that's adults, right?
Well, they're adults. They're adults now, but they used to be kids.
And they're older.
Hold on. These kids who are older than other kids at one point used to be kids too?
Okay, if this was a riddle, I'd say, are they ghosts? And just tell me if it's a riddle. Just say it right now. If they were kids and then they passed, and then is this the riddle? Is this it? They're the ghosts. Am I guessing it?
Well, I, up until now, I always thought they were human children, but there's just too many things that don't make sense. There's just too many things that don't make sense. I've never met any of their friends. I've only seen them indoors. They used to be kids, but now they're adults. I don't know what's going. I don't know up from down right now. This could be, what's that really great movie with Nicole Kidman where she plays?
Talladega Nights.
Far and Away.
Oh my gosh, I'm in my own Talladega Nights and I didn't even know it until right now. Darn it. I've got three dead nieces and nephews who are now ghosts. They used to be kids, but now they're adult ghosts.
Is it possible that the house is just haunted? Like, did you?
Yeah, maybe they're alive. Yeah, maybe they're alive.
Yeah, is it?
Well,
is
wait,
it?
What are you saying, Pat? Are you trying to say that the house is haunted by three children? Yeah, there.
Is your sister's house haunted? And she didn't want to make a big to-do out of it, so she told you she had children, but the children are ghosts. But you, because you're both from the same family, can both see them.
Oh.
Or I'll give you one more option.
Okay.
Or did we just derail your beautiful explanation so completely that you are letting us believe that they're ghosts? Just to not hurt our feelings.
Yeah, there's also, you know, there's no wrong answer, but there is a right one. So you just tell us what's the truth and we'll be okay with it. Listen, we did get excited because we thought there were ghosts, but only because Pat and I want to believe so much. So you just tell us what's, I mean, if you're thinking twice about it for real, I understand that. And that does make sense. You know, if every time you go over there, you know, your daughter's floating and singing a Harry Belafonte song, like in that Michael Keaton movie, Batman, then... You know, that it's real to you. But if it's not happening, then they're real to you. You know what I'm saying?
Everything you're saying is making so much sense to me. I think the only thing that we can conclude is that they're ghosts. The problem is, were they born ghosts and grew up? Or were they alive and died and now they're ghosts? That's the question.
I think it's got to be the latter, because remember, Casper was a baby ghost and he never grew up.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Whose reality is this? Ghosts stay the same age forever. Everybody knows that. I think the only thing that makes sense is these kids were born kids. They went through life. They were constantly indoor kids for who knows why. They didn't have friends. I don't know why. I never met them. I'm around constantly. At some point, they died. It bummed my sister Jen out too much to talk about it. And now they're just ghosts. That's the only thing that makes sense. Case closed.
You know what that means, though, is that now I feel like there's even more of an aunt responsibility on you, because now you have to figure out what their unfinished business is. And you got to get them to the next plane. Because your sister's sure as hell not doing it.
Yeah,
it's probably installing a carbon monoxide detector.
Oh my gosh, well, we have the cause of death because those kids are in pristine shape.
Has your sister aged a day since? I mean, for all we know, look, I don't know much about the spirit realm. Is it possible that there was a carbon monoxide leak and you know, you still have your family, but they're just, you know, they're all ghosts and they're not spooky.
Yeah, it's like that one Bill Cosby movie, you know, where he's a rapist.
Space
Wait, that's
Jam.
Real life. Oh, yeah, Space Jam.
Oh, no, wait a second. Oh, Ghost Dad. Ghost Dad.
Yes. I was wondering why LeBron James would play a Bill Cosby role at this day and age. Okay, yeah, it makes more sense. It was Ghost Dad.
Well, I mean, to me, the carbon monoxide thing, it solves the problem because my sister looks great. Those kids look great. There's not a bump or a bruise on them. They look healthy as heck. And they're always in high spirits. So I feel like...
Oh, spirits.
Darn it. Does this mean that my sister's dead too?
Well, look, this is just a theory that we're putting out there.
Yeah.
I'll be kind of embarrassed if it turns out that, you know, it turns out that they're all alive and we just went down a rabbit hole because of a bunch of stuff. But, you know, you just might want to just check on that. Like,
yeah.
Remember that one movie, Signs, where the man, Bruce Williams, was a ghost?
Yeah, that's the one. Remember where everything, where the problem is solved by water? That's
right.
That's right up your alley. Get that girl some water bottles, you know, get her a gal.
Yeah.
Get her a gal. And you know what? They have zero interest in drinking water. I have tried nonstop. They have no interest in eating food. And they never come visit me. I always have to come visit me. No, I always have to come visit them.
That was very telling what you just said.
Yeah, and you know what? Your skin is beautiful, and we did say you were glowing. Drink some water right now so we can see if it goes through you.
I am not a ghost. I repeat, I am not a ghost. My water is dull. I don't have any water. I drank it.
Oh, this is all stuff a ghost would say.
Hey, I am not a ghost. How can I prove that I'm not a ghost?
Pick up an object. Pick up an object.
There are no objects around.
Oh, okay. You know what? This is getting a little wild. You know, Tam, I believe in you. And you know what? I'm just going to say this. You firmly believe that you're alive. You may very well be. But whichever way, you're terrific. I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
You're going over there.
That's the important thing. That's the important
thing. Yeah, that's the takeaway. Mm-hmm. And you're going over and you're seeing the indoor kids, and they're a little older, and they like you. They clearly, or they would have moved on to, they would have gone to the light. They don't want to. They want to stay with their aunt, and I think that's sweet. Now, how do you have a good relationship with them? What do you do? Like, what do you think is the secret there to your good relationship with them? Dead or alive?
Well, first of all, I agree 100% with you. It doesn't even matter if we're dead or alive. Who gives? Who gives a crap? It doesn't even matter. You know what I mean? Like, if we're getting along, who cares? And we are getting along. We play a lot of board games.
Oh, do you have any favorites? I really got into someone had me play Wingspan. Have you heard of this? It's about birds.
No.
It's terrific. It's terrific. Do you ever do that one? Or what's your favorite one to play with the kids?
Well, we like Settlers of Catan.
Oh, that's how I would die. I think in a million years, when I die before you, Pat, it's going to be playing a game of Settlers of Catan because it's going to kill me. I know it is. People keep asking me to play that game, and I just know it's going to be the death of me.
It's a lot of fun, but you better be ready to compete. You better be ready to compete. You cannot walk into that game with a lazy attitude or an I don't care attitude, because you're going to get smashed.
Yeah, I think my thing is I don't always understand. I'm not good at strategic games. I'm great at like athletic feats. I'm great at like trivia and things like that. But if I have to like think three steps ahead, it just reminds me of being manipulated by everybody I've ever dated. And I shut down. You know what I mean? So I just don't like games where it's like, oh, I got to figure out how I'm going to survive because of a bota system or whatever. No, I can't do it.
Well, that adds up. That makes sense. That speaks volumes. You got to build the longest road, and you got to take no prisoners. And there's going to be people who have hurt feelings, and you just can't worry about that. And that's how I play. I'm ruthless. I'm the Tom Hanks of Settlers of Catan. You think I'm a sweetie, but I'm gonna do something nuts, and I'm gonna win that game.
You're the captain now.
I am the captain now.
So you could be either Captain Phillips or Sully. Those are our two favorite captains to talk about on this show.
Oh my gosh. Sully was so fun, wasn't it? I was on pins and needles the whole time. And then at the end, I'm like, well, of course everything's okay, because there's a movie about it.
I guess. Yeah. He's attractive. You know, mustaches sometimes can go one way or the other. But his, really, I can't imagine without. I think it's really completes him, that mustache, you know.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people would not have a mustache like that because they'd be afraid of what others would think. But I think that he just, now it's like every hipster is copying him.
There's a lot of them out there. Yeah, not a lot of them are landing planes successfully, but a lot of them are just growing out the face hair in that particular style.
Especially on water. Like, nobody's landing planes on water anymore with a mustache. Yeah. Just him.
Just him. In New York City.
Oh, my God. Everything happens there. So, I mean, look, we don't know exactly what's going on with your nieces and nephews and niblings, but we know for a fact that you have a good relationship with them. Whatever that may, you know, however that's playing itself out.
It could still be a happy place, even if it's haunted.
100%. I hope that you get to the bottom of that. I mean, you know, but it's also like don't wake a sleepwalker, right? So I hope we're not waking you up and you're going to freak out, you know, but maybe just, you know, glance at your surroundings next time and see if, you know, are they, you know, look in a mirror, or is that vampires with them?
Both.
Well, I think it's both. I think, you know, a ghost isn't going to be able to see a reflection. Neither, and a vampire, everybody knows that. But I think, you know, people don't have as much experiences with ghosts, especially like having conversations and friendships with them. But I think it is pretty clear that if a ghost looked in a mirror, poof, there's going to be nothing there.
Right. And you know what, Tam? Let me take this moment to say to you directly, you know, everyone grieves differently. And some people grieve by not acknowledging the thing that has transpired. And
it's one of the stages. Yeah, it's one of the stages.
That's right.
Denial.
Denial. And if that happens, let's just say
it's not just a river. Remember that joke?
It's not. It's a real thing. And you know what? Whatever ends up being true, we just love you to absolute pieces. We think you're a terrific aunt. I mean, above and beyond, and the great beyond, you know, at this point.
Yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, and I thank you. And I'm not going to admit one way or the other what's going on with my nieces and nephews, and I will just leave it at that. I just don't know. I don't know. It makes sense that they're dead, but I don't know if I'm ready to say that out loud.
Okay. And that's, you know, terrific. What this brings us back to the phrase mortal coil, because I had Jose, I texted Jose. I said, am I doing this right? What is mortal coil? And she said, mortal coil is a poetic term for the troubles of daily life and the strife and suffering of the world. It is used in the sense of a burden to be carried or abandoned. To shuffle off this mortal coil is to die, exemplified in the to be or not to be soliloquy. It's Shakespeare's Hamlet. I knew I heard it somewhere. You know what a Shakespeare buff I am. I just couldn't put my finger on it.
Hmm. Well, that sounds like a lot. Well, I have to tell you, Tam, you making time to come on, you're so busy, you got so much going on, you got so much puffy paint to apply.
Yeah, the chief, you're on Pinterest. Officer. Yeah, you're the officer of your business.
You're counting your Kohl's dollars, all that. And we are just thrilled that you were able to make time and come on today. And what a lovely, genuinely, what a great chat we had. I'm so thrilled that you were able to come on.
Well, so many blessings to both of you. What an honor. And thank you for checking out my shop. It is called Drink a Gal by Tam Frontier on Etsy, not on Amazon.
Yeah, yeah. Although if somebody put that in the Pinterest, whatever, stethoscope or whatever you were saying, would that come up?
You got it.
Okay, good, good. This is one of those examples where time has flown by. Truly in the blink of an eye, it's like this flew. And it has been so, you know, I like to say some things are exactly one hoot and one holler. This has been two hoots, two hollers. And it's just so lovely to see you. The idea of the three of us not only going out for Halloween, but also going to a Carrabba's. If we did this, two of them on the same day, I would turn into a ghost. It would kill me to have that much fun.
I am ready for that. That sounds like a blast. I cannot wait.
Yeah. Well, we'll get that on the books for sure as soon as the books reveal when the end of this nightmare is over. Anyway.
They make a steak with the rosemary compound butter.
I gotta learn to cook. Okay. Well, anyway, the mantra for this week, brought to us as always by the lovely, the beautiful, the kind, and the sweet Carol Doyle, is not to ant-splain, but you're perfect in every way.
Oh my God. Every week I ask myself, how does she do it?
Yeah. And look at her picking up terminology, splain, right? Because we're using that a bunch. Not to ant-splain, but you're perfect in every way. Now, if that isn't an antism, then you know what? Push me down and take my wallet, because that is great.
She is truly, that is an antism, and she is antistic. And she is so gifted. And I you know, she's fantastic.
We'll work on that just a little bit, because I think we need to get that just right for it to work.
In my mind, it sounded so much better. And then when I tried to execute it, it didn't work that well. So forgive me for that.
No, that's a rarity. That's a rarity, Megs. Well, like I said, Tam, and we would love to have you back anytime that you're available. We love you dearly.
So many blessings. Thanks for the opportunity.
Of course.
And everybody, get yourself a gal. Go get yourself a gal. And, you know, I wish my mother had said that to me when I started. Anyways, you are a treat. You are the best. We love you so much. And I thank heaven every day that we went to Kohl's, because I mean, I do that often because, God, I love it. But I thank heaven every day that we were able to meet you and greet you and then ultimately repay you, not just in the percentage that you got us off the gift, but also in friendship. So thank you so much.
God bless you both.
God bless you. And God bless Megs. Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
All right.
Thank you for listening to Those Who Ant. Aunt Pat is played by Colleen Doyle, and Auntie Megs is Dana Curcioli. This week we were joined by the beautiful and marvelous Katie Nansen. Katie is starting her very own podcast called The Chapters Project, which you can find probably anywhere that you find podcasts. She's also making an appearance on Showtime's Work in Progress Season 2, which starts later this month. Check out Katie Nansen on Instagram at KNAHNSEN. Thank you so much for listening. Please rate, subscribe, and review us. Wear your mask, get vaccinated, and for God's sake, call your aunt.